Good morning, and thanks for listening to The Poetry Moment. I'm Sarah Kersey, and today I will be reading Indiana by Carrie Rutherford. I chose this poem by Carrie because she wrote it before we met, but upon reading it for the first time, I felt instantly connected to both Carrie and her lasting legacy. Mid-poem, she talks about wandering through the cornfields and leaning against that bright green combine. I will always carry the ache of missing Carrie with me, but I also carry these lines, her grace towards impermanence, and this image of her, happy, wandering through cornfields, visiting all the homes and communities she built wherever she went. Indiana. Breathless with anticipation, you found me, Indiana. Invisible roots climbing my ankles at the first step on your fertile soil. My restless nature lulled into a whole generation's slumber as I nestled, finding comfort in the deep snow of winter, the thick air of summer. Your rain, hail, tornadoes, dark and dangerous, elevated my emotions to unknown places. Jagged lightning, fireflies flashing, sent electricity through me, thrilling my senses. But I still wondered, in lucid moments, when fog lifted from that dream life like a gift, did I come into this life a transitory being, or would this be my final resting place, wandering through cornfields, leaning against that bright green combine? A time for every purpose under heaven, they said, but those heavens were so vast, and time was such a precious commodity. My coastal impatience, with each deep breath, settled. That was Indiana by Carrie Rutherford. I'm Sarah Kersey. Thanks for listening to The Poetry Moment.